Coming up today, how to identify the retirement planning concerns that matter the most, tips to help you along the path of your retirement road trip, and questions to be asked and answered before you drive off into the sunset.
Uncover retirement concepts you need to know.
Welcome in
to Plan Today, Own Tomorrow with Gary Thurman.
Welcome into Plan Today, Own Tomorrow. Your hosts are Gary Thurman and Tim McDermott joining us on the program today. Looking forward to talking with our portfolio manager as we get into the discussion. Gary Thurman, meanwhile, Tennessee Valley, it's always about retirement, 25 plus years in the business, and he is the lead at Team Guardian, and it is a team. I mentioned Tim's joining us on the show today, but also Tide McIntosh, fellow advisor. You've got Tanner Moore, senior healthcare advisor, but the office, front office, back office, Kelsey, Bridget, Abby, I mean, they do such a fantastic job. When you come in, look, we get it. It's intimidating. It is your retirement, but you need to have a customized retirement plan. We'll tell you how you can get one complimentary coming up here in just a little bit. So, guys, before we jump into our latest subject matter, how was your week? And I understand it's been very busy.
It's been a little crazy, hasn't it, Tim?
A little bit hectic, but we've kept up with it pretty well, I think.
Yeah, so we hosted some events at Council Fire Golf Club last Thursday night and then Monday night, a two-night event. We packed the house out. We were just educating the folks in here in the Chattanooga area. What we're talking about right now, Morgan, is the perfect storm that's brewing out there.
Oh, yeah.
And we're just trying to get people, I guess, educated and get them a heads up on what we think is coming down the pipeline, especially when it comes to taxes and inflation and interest rates and all these different things. So we've had a wonderful Tim was up all weekend, so we got to celebrate St. Patty's Day.
We did. It was a great time.
Yep. Had a good time there. Went to some local, just different places. And then we actually, Ron and I hosted the team over to our house, actually, on Sunday. And we just had some fun for St. Patty's Day and watched the final round of the TPC Sawgrass Players Championship.
Oh,
great round.
Just made it a good day, man. That golf tournament was insane.
Wyndham Clark. I mean, the two guys, again, Scheffler's amazing. They finished 1-2 back-to-back weeks. Scheffler wins back-to-back championships, but I mean, Wyndham, that putt was probably worth about $1 million because he would have finished, either first or solo second. But it was all the way in and rolled out. But anyway.
It was amazing.
I will say, and that's a special round for us to watch because if you listen to us before, I live in Jacksonville right now, running our Jacksonville office down there, and we've played that course many a time. So when you're able to see the holes that they're hitting and you understand hole, it brings a different view.
It's a lot of fun.
So Tim, before again, I'm a golfer too. I absolutely love to play. I have not played Sawgrass, want to play. I've had friends that have played it, and they say you just don't understand how hard this course is because they're, for being Florida, which you would consider to be a flat area, there's not a flat place on this golf course. If you're in the fairway, it undulates. Mm-hmm. A lot like the greens. So you have a lot of uneven lies, and again, I'm goobing on golf, and I know a lot of our listeners are like, hey, isn't this a retirement planning show? Well, it is. But can you explain, just since you've played it a number of times, just how difficult that course is? Plus, if they grow the rough up for the pros, it's ridiculous.
So here's what's crazy. Nothing about that course is actually natural. Not a single piece of dirt on that course is natural. All of that area was marshland where they brought millions and millions of truckloads in of dirt to build this thing up exactly the way that they wanted it, which is probably why you don't see that dead flat, grass like you typically do at the Florida golf course. But there are several well-placed bunkers in that course. there's several dog legs that you wouldn't expect. I mean, if you watch the tournament on Sunday, you watch these guys just scream these drivers over the woods multiple times. Of course, they hit a little bit further than we did.
you mentioned just how they constructed the golf course, and I think that's a perfect transition into what we're going to talk about each and every week. I mean, there was nothing there. Marshland, and they trucked in all this dirt, and they formed this beautiful oasis for golf. Same thing can be said for your retirement. Right now, there's nothing there, right? And you are going to be trucking in everything that you need to build that oasis, which is your retirement. So we're going to talk about that today. And gentlemen, talking about the landscape, it's been challenging for Americans in more ways than one. And trying to kind of gauge the forecast, the Federal Reserve interest rate adjustment, when inflation will begin to lift, or the market ebbs and flows, it can feel pretty much overwhelming. So particularly when you're saving for what is going to be your financial future and the one that you want. So in Fidelity's 2024 State of Retirement Planning Study, over half, 54% of the Gen Xers and baby boomers respondents expressed concern about the higher cost of living. So I'm just going to ask you both right now, and we've got some pretty well-known people going to chime in on this as well, but just your thoughts. How did we get to this point?
So the high inflation obviously is a point for a lot of people. I think it's Newton's third law that says every action has an equal or opposite reaction.
Right.
And it just simply means that every action has a consequence. And when you throw a whole bunch of money into an economy, quantitative easing, more or less, right, you end up having higher costs for things.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be, I guess, more blunt than Tim. Tim was all polite there, Morgan.
He was very polite. I'm
very
not polite. Used to that.
I'm just going to say it's mismanagement. I think our government has mismanaged so many things, from how we handled COVID. Like Tim said, all this money being pumped out to the system, our national debt is at an all-time high. They're increasing that debt by $2 trillion this year. We got here because of mismanagement, and that's just my personal opinion. Inflation got really high, so now the interest rates are very high to try to get inflation back down. So it's just been kind of a mess, Morgan. If you look at the last several years, it's been kind of a mess, and it's where we're at. We have to face it. We have to keep going, but there's things you can do to plan around it as well.
Well, let's trot out some Fox Business people. Maria Bartiromo explored the path that she believes it led to the financial crisis before us, and she did this on her Fox Business program.
This is bad policy. You've had interest rates at zero for 15 years. When you have such low interest rates, people want returns. They search for yield, and they search for yield in sometimes risky places. So bad policy, rates too low for too long, and then not even a year, we see rates go from 0 to 4.5%. I mean,
okay. She kind of said it all right there. And again, that's Maria Bartiromo on her program on Fox Business. And there's a lot to unpack here. We've kind of already addressed some of it, but just your thoughts on her analysis.
I love what she said, because nobody's really talking about how low rates were for so long.
Right.
Everybody just harps on rates are higher now. Rates are high. Rates really aren't that high. Rates are at a fairly healthy rate, to be honest with you.
They are, but she used the word bad policy.
That's right.
And I used the word mismanagement. it's kind of the same thing. Like Tim said, interest rates have been – Tim and I had a conversation probably a year ago with some clients of ours, and we're saying we're so overdue for higher interest rates. It's just been too low for too long. This was due to happen. So I agree with Maria 100%. Bad policy. I think she hits it right on the head.
All right. We're going to stay with Fox News, and a business analyst, David Asman, weighed in on spending issues. Now, again, spending issues, the economic picture that Americans are faced with currently.
The reason for inflation, it's not because of the corporations, as the president said the other day. It's not because of shrinkflation. Inflation is because the government is spending a lot more money than it has. We just got the figures of the past 4 months that we are in deficit. It's over $500 billion in just 4 months. You multiply that times three, you get an annual rate of a deficit of $1.6 trillion. So we are spending so much more money than we have.
Again, that's David Asman. He was appearing on Fox Business as a panelist. Gentlemen, just chime in.
It's one thing after another, right? Again, that every action has a consequence to it, right? And we spent a ton of money, especially through the COVID times that we had in 2020. All the stimulus packages, everything else. I mean, Gary just said we're in debt by $34 trillion and promised another $2 trillion. Break that down to a household level. Just imagine you have $34,000 in credit card and you go to your spouse at the beginning of the year and say, hey, I promise you we're going to add another $2,000 to that.
Right. That's scary. I mean, just the service. And I love what he said there. I mean, in 4 months, they racked up $500 billion in debt.
Wow.
$500 billion. That's not million, folks. That's a billion. And again, they're promising us another $2 trillion to be added this year. Just the interest only. Just the interest to service our debts over $1 trillion, Morgan. So we're in a tough time right now, and we're going to need some really, really good government and some good policy. Like Maria said, bad policy. We need some good policy to get us back on track.
All right, just a quick comment. I mean, how is this all impacting us as we plan for our retirement?
I think Americans are hitting roadblocks. I think they're worried about, you know, the inflation that's coming, especially since 2022. You know, the two biggest things out there right now, the two biggest fears we're hearing are inflation and recessionary fears. When is that next recession coming, Morgan? And that's what it's all about here at Guardian. You know, myself and the whole team, we're here to try to help you eliminate those fears. We're here to help you put a plan together so that you don't have to worry about this stuff. And the way we look at retirement, Morgan, is we think you got one shot.
Yep.
And you got to do it right because, guys, I say this all the time. It's not about how much money you actually have. It's about how much money you get to keep. And do you actually know what that tax debt is on your retirement plan? We want to make sure that you have income for as long as you have breath in your body. And that's what the WealthGuard planning process is all about. It's customized for you. So one thing we're trying to do for everybody, Morgan, you started the show with saying it's a little intimidating. It's a little stressful. Guys, listen, I'm offering a 20-minute phone call or Zoom call. A 20-minute phone call or Zoom call. Let's have a conversation. Let's see if we have a good match. If we have a good match, we'll carry it to the next step. But give us a call today, claim that 20-minute phone call or Zoom call, and let's get you on the path to the right retirement.
I tell you, it's an opportunity for you. Here's the phone number, 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. These are complimentary appointments, an opportunity for you to get on track, an opportunity for you, if you need it, a second opinion. Again, the WealthGuard planning process, go through this, leave the checkbook at home, discover, engage, ignite, deliver. Call the number now, grab one of these complimentary appointments, 800-517-1575. Again, you can do an hour long in the office. You can do a 20-minute Zoom call. Great way to kick the tires. 800-517-1575. When we return on Plan Today, Own Tomorrow, we'll talk more about that U.S. News and World Report 360. That 360 report's all coming up next. Welcome back in to Plan Today, Own Tomorrow, powered by Guardian Investment Advisors. That's where you can find Gary Thurman, Tennessee Valley, 25-plus years in the business. He's the lead at Team Guardian, and it is a team approach. Also joining us on the show today, portfolio manager Tim McDermott. But you also have Tide McIntosh, Tanner Moore, senior healthcare advisor. And again, Tide is a fellow advisor. And you've got Kelsey, Bridget, Abby, front office, back office, they're there to help you with your retirement. And again, it's about helping their clients get ready for what is going to be their postseason. Fiduciary advisor for, again, retirement planning, that is Gary Thurman. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. Remember, too, the office carries that A-plus rating, Better Business Bureau, and it is a busy office. Matter of fact, great place to check out what's going on, GIAPlanToday.com. Go to the website, GIAPlanToday.com. There are links to the TV show, radio show, and podcast form. Any event that's coming up, you'll be able to find it. And they're very active on social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. Again, that's Guardian Investment Advisors. Give them a search. Give them a like. So we're going to return to our original discussion as we opened up the show, guys. And no, it's not about TPC Sawgrass. It is more about the U.S. News and World Report 360 that found that preventing America, you know, basically two issues preventing Americans from meeting retirement savings goals, which Gary got into, are inflation and, of course, recessionary fears. Now, this study it also found that across generations, there were three big hurdles that were blocking their path to even, you know, even just save for retirement. So Gary and Tim, just dive in here. I mean, what are these three big hurdles?
Well, we've been talking about one, you know, most of the day, and that's inflation, right? We've been talking about inflation, higher costs from inflation. You know the Dollar Tree stores, Morgan? There's a lot of Dollar Tree stores, right? 1,000 of those are shutting down because of higher inflated products. You know, and that's a great store for folks. I mean, it's, you know, you can get a lot of stuff for a fairly low price in there, but 1,000 stores are actually closing down because of the higher cost from inflation. You know, Tim, consumer debt, that's a big one, right?
It is. Consumer debt just reached an all-time high. I think it was last year, over $1 trillion in consumer debt.
And just credit card
credit
debt.
Credit card debt.
And just credit card debt. Wow. Mm. Let's throw some interest on top of that.
Oh.
Yeah. And then this is a big one for us, and this is a hurdle, but it's lacking emergency savings, Morgan. You know, Tim and I use our red, green, and yellow bucket theory, and our yellow bucket is our emergency and money, our money on hand. And I'll be honest with you, if somebody comes into Guardian and they do not have an emergency account established, they're going to have to do that first, you know, because life happens, and you got to be able to have a backup plan if you need some extra money. And
what's a good number there, Gary? I mean, again, everybody's going to be different, but what's a good number in the emergency fund?
Just as a rule of thumb, 3 to 6 months of living expenses is probably fair. It's hard to throw out a number, right? Because everybody's salary differs.
True.
Yeah.
But you want something that will buffer 3 to 6 months.
Yeah, that is the rule of thumb. I think we push for 12.
Sure.
I think it's great to have extra money on hand. And so we push for 12. And then, Morgan, I was going to bring up two different reports, one by Vanguard. This one blew me away. It's called How America Saves 2024. And 43% believe an economic conditions could worsen, but this is what got me. 82% are saying they are worried about a future recession affecting their financial plans and savings. Then my question is what are you doing about it? You know, are you working with someone to eliminate those fears?
Yeah.
You know, another thing we're hearing out there is our banking system, and the Hugh Sun report just came out. It's an analysis from 280 banks have both high exposure to commercial real estate and sizable unrealized losses due from the Federal Reserve's repeating rate hikes. Exactly what we're talking about today. That's telling me some of our banks might be in trouble because of these high interest rates, Morgan. So there's a lot of things going on how America saves. How are we going to save America in 2024? It all starts with sitting down with someone and putting a plan together, and that's what we're here to do.
Yeah, and you bring up commercial real estate. That's a scary little bubble that's going on right now, and a lot of people are keeping an eye on it. And, again, it does impact directly in the banks, and that's where a lot of people have their money, obviously. So very, very concerned there. It is a political time that we are currently in. I mean, it's always political, but right now it's kind of intensified. Former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer, he weighs in about the reality of the financial pressures facing just the average American.
The American people aren't feeling it. You know, if you went grocery shopping and it cost you $50 4 years ago and then $60 and then $65 and then $68, you know, it's not that inflation rate is going down. It's that the price of what you're paying keeps going up. And that's what the American people know and feel every time they go to a store.
Okay. Now, again, Ari Fleischer, former White House press secretary, just talking about average American and the prices going up. Give us an idea, guys, and I'm going to just ask this off the top of my head. The last time you went out and grabbed something to eat, sticker shock. I've seen some stuff on social media, and again, I won't mention the name of the chain, but this was somewhere in Missouri, and it was a burger place that ends in the word guys, and it was a single cheeseburger, an order of fries, and a small drink, $23.95.
You know,
holy cow.
It's still in my head that if you go to a fast food restaurant and grab lunch, it should be $5, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, $5.7.
That's
the dollar menu, right?
Not even close. I don't know the last time I went through a Chick-fil-A drive-thru and spent less than $12.
Oh, no. It's crazy. I mean, I'm going to bring up another burger.
All right.
My favorite fast food burger, and I'm not going to mention the name, but there's the word King's in there somewhere. I'm blown away.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? I shouldn't be eating that stuff anyway. You know, I shouldn't be eating it anyway. But
and by the way, Gary, you have really trimmed up, man. You look good.
Thanks, Morgan. I appreciate that, bud. But I can't do it by going through the King's restaurant and eating too many of those W burgers. So, but the whole point is, my wife and I went through there, I don't know, 3-4 weekends ago. We're like, hey, it's our cheat day. Let's go get a burger.
Let's
right?
go and cheat. Let's do it.
We went to I mean, tell me, it was like $40 for me and my wife to eat fast food. I'm
what?
Like, what is wrong with this picture?
I believe it. I think this whole thing about inflation, some of it's misunderstood, right? And if we keep hearing that inflation's down, and people are saying, how is that true if the price of things are still going up? Well, the inflation rate that's out there is all calculated on a relative of the year past, right? And so if inflation was 8, 9, 10% last year, that was to the previous year. Now we're seeing rates around 3 and 4%.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still up, but less than it was last year, right?
It's just so it's expensive to live day in and day out right now. You know what, guys? It could get worse.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because we're talking about this perfect storm of brewing out there, and they're adding debt like crazy. Morgan, our country, our U.S. government has one source of income, and that is taxes. And, you know, Social Security's in a little bit of trouble. You know, we're talking about all these different things going on in our country. What was it Maria said? She used the word bad policy. Mm. You know, it's costing more to live on a daily basis. And what's astonishing to me are people that have actually came to our office, Tim, that said, hey, we put a pause on our 2022 retirement contributions. We
Scary.
Paused them yeah. because we couldn't afford to go to the grocery store. Yeah, I mean, they quit putting money back for retirement so they could just live day to day.
That's a dangerous thing to do, by the way, because once you stop, it's hard. It's real hard to get started again.
I mean, 41%. 41%. That's huge.
It is big numbers. So, again, everything that's impacting us. Tim, you kind of hit the Fed and the interest rates and what's going on. I mean, what can average America do when it comes to retirement planning right now? And we'll wrap this up and we'll give them an opportunity to get into your office and talk about their situation. But what can we do? What should we do?
Sure. Gary actually wrote a book not too long ago, and the title of it is Plan Today, Own Tomorrow. But it's the 6 keys of guarding your retirement. And when we talk about those 6 keys, inflation is one of those keys. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about this for a long time. Mm-hmm. In fact, I remember a program that we were doing 10 years ago that offered an increasing income. Mm-hmm. And yeah. nobody cared about it 10 years ago. Why? Because inflation was 1-2%.
Right.
It wasn't something on your mind. But you have to be planning for that stuff all the time, because otherwise it will sneak up and bite you in the butt.
It will. And you know, Morgan, I'll throw this out there for our listeners. If you'd like a copy of that book, Plan Today, Own Tomorrow, that Tim just referenced, just call our office. Call us. Tell Bridget or Abby that you'd like a copy of the book, that we offered it on the radio. We'll send it right out. I'm not charging for the book at all, but I think, Tim, it's a good guide, right? It's a good guide for somebody looking for some simple advice for retirement planning.
It's a great place to start, a great place to get the gears moving so that you understand what we're looking at on a regular basis. Even when inflation isn't at top of mind, you still have to plan for it.
You know, Morgan, I'm thinking of Jay-Z. I'm going rap right now, buddy.
All right, I like it.
Financial freedom is my only hope, right? So we want to be financially free in retirement. We want to live every day like a Saturday because, folks, when it comes to retirement, you got one shot, and you got to make sure you do it right. Do you actually know how much money you can pull out of your retirement accounts to make sure you have income for as long as you have breath in your body? Do you actually know what the taxes are going to be on that account? Have you thought about paying your favorite uncle? Because you made a deal with Uncle Sam with that 401k. I'm not going to pay you now. I'm going to pay you later. We are going to cover these things in our Wealth Guard planning process. And to take the pressure off of you today, I'm offering a 20-minute phone call or Zoom call with myself, a 20-minute phone call or Zoom call, or a 60-minute in-person meeting. Either way is fine with me. I'd love to meet you. I'd love to have a conversation with you, and I'd love for you to meet Team Guardian.
Again, Guardian Investment Advisors here to help you, and you have an opportunity to grab one of the appointments. Again, 2 versions. You can do the hour in person in the office, or you can do the 20-minute Zoom, and these are complimentary. No checkbook involved. See where you are in your retirement planning process, and if you need some help, guess what? They're here for you. 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. Call now. Again, complimentary appointment. 800-517-1575. When we return, retirement planning rule book. Well, guess what? As we've been talking about already, it's changed. Famous retirement rule of thumb might pose a threat to your bottom line. What are we talking about? Well, I'm not going to tell you now. You got to come back. That's next on Plan Today, Own Tomorrow. Today, Own Tomorrow. Your host, Gary Thurman, and joining us this week, Tim McDermott, Portfolio Manager, part of Team Guardian. And again, it's always about retirement. I'm Morgan Patrick, Consumer Advocate. Gary's got 25 years in the business, and again, he is a fiduciary for advisory services, A-plus rating, Better Business Bureau, the office carries. And again, it is a team approach. Tide McIntosh, fellow advisor, Tanner Moore, senior healthcare advisor, and again, mentioned Tim McDermott joining us on the program today. He's our portfolio manager. But again, a full office, Kelsey,
Kelsey, Bridget, Abby, front office, back office. It's all about getting you ready for retirement and helping you. Look, this is a stressful time for a lot of people, and we're all headed towards retirement. So why not relieve a little bit of the stress? We can't take it all away, but relieve a little bit of the stress by having a fiduciary firm work with you on your plan, your roadmap to get you to and through retirement. So I tease this, guys. You know, before the break, there's this one rule that's out there. It's in the rule book. It's a thumbnail. It's been used for years and years and years. So does the 4% rule still hold true? We wanted to break down that famous 4% rule, how it's used and also misused. And this has become a staple of retirement planning spanning decades. Now, we know how important it is to be mindful of just the general retirement rules of thumb. Let's just start with the 4% rule. Gary, I mean, again, it's been around a while and things are changing.
Things are changing. Yeah, the 4% rule was introduced in 1994 from a financial advisor, William Bingham. And it's a pretty standard. You know, his theory said that, you know, retirees could spend about 4% of their retirement savings in the first year of retirement. Following the first year, retirees might need to adjust, you know, for inflation and things like that. But he found that most retirement portfolios lasted 30 years, you know, and when you look at when this came out in 1994, you know, life expectancy was lower. So 30 years of a steady income wasn't bad. But there's a couple of things I think about here, Morgan. First of all, it was 1994, right? Now we're in 2024. Things have changed a whole lot. I think I used an analogy for this on TV, Tim, one day. It's like having your retirement plan on a floppy disk or a hard drive. You know, 1994, that's when we were using floppy disk. That's when we still had Atari games. I mean, like, so a lot of things have changed. I just don't believe in the 4% rule that much anymore. I mean, imagine this. Imagine you got $1 million and you're only going to pull out $40,000 a year to live. I mean, $40,000 is good money, but is it enough money?
Doesn't feel like living like a millionaire, right?
It does not. And what happens if we have a 2022, another 2008, and all of a sudden your portfolio is cut by 30, 35, 40%, and you still pull out 4%? You're just devastating your retirement plan. So, you know, we'll talk more about it, but I think when he came out with this rule, it was pretty cool. Again, in 1994, let's advance to 2024 and let's see what has changed and maybe find a better way other than the 4% rule.
All right. So we maneuver, we scratch, we claw, we get through year number one. So, Tim, yeah. that was easy enough, right? So now what happens in year two? And again, we're talking about that 4% rule. It has been a thumbnail of retirement planning for years. Now we're into year two.
Sure. So you fast forward to that second year of retirement. You want to adjust for inflation. That's the big topic that we've been talking about, right? Because things are always a little bit more expensive the next year. And if you just factor in a 2% inflation, you now have to take more than that initial 4%. Mm-hmm. This is all going back to that study that was done. And this is really all based from a Monte Carlo report. I don't know if anyone's ever heard what that is, but it's really just a way to kind of lay out what you're going to take, how you're going to take it, and then what your portfolio looks like given 1,000 different scenarios over that 30, 35 years. And that's really where this base came from. I won't get ahead of myself. I think we're going to talk a little bit more about the withdrawal rates and what they look like in a minute here.
So very important just to kind of understand where we've been, where we currently are, and where we're probably headed when it comes to retirement planning. So we've talked about that 4% rule. It's an individual thing. Couple, if you're retiring, take a look, see how it's going to fit into your retirement. But 4% might be too much. You may have some issues with your money in the middle of retirement. So, Tim, to continue the discussion about that second year and how it's all formulated, how was it tested? I mean, was there a length of time that they used to take a look at the 4% rule back when they did it in the 90s? And saying, you know what, this number is going to work?
Yeah, so there was a historical context of about 50 years that they put together some data, and they found that the average was about a 10.3% return on stocks and about a 5.2% return on bonds. And now they're looking at that bond and stock portfolio mm-hmm. mix that was pretty typical back then, right? They called modern portfolio theory, and gave us some data based on these returns during that time frame.
All right. Now, I'm just going to throw it right to Gary. I mean, how is this all fared? I mean, I'm sure there are some variations.
There is. And I want to go back to what Tim was just talking about. That 50-year study was done 1926 to 1976.
Yeah, that seems like a while ago. Yeah?
I mean,
lifetime.
Okay, again, it's 2024, folks. I mean, you know, the stock market doesn't do what it used to do back then. The bonds are not performing like that, Tim, at all. The bonds are not performing like that at all right now. So, you know, just talking about those two things tells you right there the 4% rule is kind of hard. I mean, it's been around for a while, right? And a lot of people use it. Some advisors still use it out there. Now, I do think advisors have stepped up their game a little bit. And if they're going to go with some type of percentage as a rule of thumb, you know, maybe 5 or 6%. Is more realistic than 4%. Again, I can't imagine having $1 million put back for retirement and only pulling out $40,000 for income. That I don't know. That makes my stomach hurt.
That's not even a safe number.
It's not a safe number because if the market falls or whatever the case may be, you might have to take $20,000 out the next year, or you might have to take $60,000 out because of inflation. I mean, folks, you got to understand the 4% rule, how it truly works. But the biggest point I want to make across right now is change. Times have changed. We're in 2024 now, not in 1994. Mm-hmm. So you got to look at what's currently going on in our economy and our markets and then make your rule and make it work for you.
We're going to give you an opportunity to get on the calendar with Guardian Investment Advisors, and you leave the checkbook at home. You got two ways to do this: hour long in person in the office or a 20-minute Zoom call. These are, again, complimentary, just to kind of see where you are. You can have this 4% rule conversation. How's it going to apply to your portfolio, and will it work? Will it need to be a little bit more, a little bit less? 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. You can grab one of those appointments. You can do it right now, and you're going to get a copy of Gary's book, Plan Today, Own Tomorrow. So, Tim, with all of that being said, let's apply some of those numbers. Again, the alternative asset allocation to the former standard 60-40 stock bond portfolio. You've got some interesting stats.
Yeah, so through those returns that I was just quoted, over a 50-year time frame, they ran this at four different scenarios. So at a 3%, 4%, 5%, and 6% withdrawal rates. At a 3% withdrawal rate, all of the portfolios lasted 50 years. And this is many scenarios given over that time frame. And at the 5% withdrawal rate, more than half of those portfolios were exhausted within that 50-year period. And at a 6% withdrawal rate, that's only 2% more than the 4% we've been talking about all day, only 7 portfolios lasted 50 years.
Wow. I mean, now, just think about those numbers.
It's pretty crazy. I don't want people to be discouraged by this conversation, right? Because there are ways to handle this. There are ways to get the income that you need that we can actually guarantee for the rest of your life without a concern that you have to worry about.
But here's the thing. We keep talking about things have changed, Morgan. I know we're almost out of time. Things have changed. Would you rather make 4% and base that on market returns, having adjusted every year? Or would you rather make, 7% guaranteed income for the rest of your life? Mm. So that there's where things have changed. 4%, maybe it works, maybe it don't, or 7% guaranteed. I mean, folks, things have changed, and it's 2024. We can't go back to things, to studies that were done in the 20s, 1926 to 1976, because when it comes to retirement, you got one shot, and you got to do it right. And when you come in and see us, our wealth guard planning process, we're going to go through these type of things with you. We're going to create that income plan for you because we want to make sure that you have income for as long as you have breath in your body. But we also want you to understand the taxes you're going to pay on that income. We want to talk to you about health care and your Medicare planning. We want to talk about your risk. How much risk do you have in your portfolio? These are all the things we'll customize just for you in our wealth guard planning process. Now, to take the stress off, I'm offering a 20-minute phone call or Zoom call. A 20-minute phone call or Zoom call. All you got to do is call 1-800-517-1575 and claim that phone call today.
The phrase guaranteed income, doesn't that sound good? Doesn't that make you feel good? I mean, this is an opportunity for you to talk about your retirement and also ask questions about guaranteed income in retirement. 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. Again, a 20-minute Zoom call, 20-minute regular call, or you can do an hour-long in-person in the office. Get to know Gary. Get to know the team. 800-517-1575. Leave the checkbook at home. 800-517-1575. Coming up next on Plan Today, Own Tomorrow. Questions are important to keep in mind throughout retirement planning. Coming up, we've got some of those questions for you to ask, and we have them answered for you. You want that secure retirement? Don't go anywhere. Plan Today, Own Tomorrow. Your host, Gary Thurman in Tennessee Valley. It's always about retirement planning. The power behind this program, Guardian Investment Advisors. Gary's got over 25 years in the business. He's the lead at Team Guardian. And co-hosting this week, we have our portfolio manager, Tim McDermott, part of that team, joining us on the show. Tide McIntosh also joining the team, advisor. And you got Tanner Moore, senior healthcare advisor. And again, front office, back office, Kelsey, Bridget, Abby. I mean, the team keeps growing. Why are they growing? Well, a lot of people need help with their retirement, and a lot of people are calling Guardian Investment Advisors. And you can do the very same thing. And through this radio show, these are complimentary appointments. You can do a 20-minute Zoom call, 20-minute regular call. You can do an hour-long in person. You leave the checkbook at home. Get to know Team Guardian. If you have not started planning, and a lot of you out there are in this category where you've done really well and you've saved and you've got these portfolios and you think you're just going to show up at retirement's door and knock, you need to have a plan, because if you learn anything from this show, a lot goes into your retirement. Make sure you're doing the very best at planning and creating that roadmap, and everybody's going to be different. So opportunity during the course of this show. You can call at any time, 800-517-1575, to secure one of those appointments. Again, 800-517-1575. All right, gentlemen, important to know basic information about your retirement and your income plan. So we're going to pose some questions and give you the answers. And you may want to take some notes on this. So very, very important. Take these notes and then grab one of the appointments. Come in and talk to Team Guardian about it. All right. So, Gary, first question to you. And this is a question you need to ask. It's a question you need an answer to. What is my average annual return for the past 1, 3, and 5 years? Why is that important?
Yeah, I love that they're breaking it down. I mean, this is something I personally do myself for my personal goals. You know, I have a 1-year goal, a 3-year goal, and a 5-year goal. But you got to look at historical numbers, and those historical numbers are going to try to, you know, help us plan for future numbers. You know, and it might be a situation where, you know, you're at a certain age when you started with us. Well, now you have advanced. Maybe you're 60-ish. And now we need to start talking about, you know, whoa, maybe we need to look at some more simple returns, some more guaranteed returns in some of our programs. We were just talking about the 4% rule, right? You know, does the 4% rule, you know, you have to change all the time if you have that kind of rule in place. So I think knowing what your average returns are going to help you plan better for the future. And we want to make sure we retain the gains that we had out there. So I love this question, and I like for people to, you know, we use historical numbers all the time, Tim. You know, it just gives us that a benchmark that Tim's going to talk about, because we got to kind of know what to expect out there. But here's the biggest thing for us. This screams communication to me.
Yeah.
You got to be meeting with your advisors to maintain, you know, the 1, 3, and 5 year goals and what those average returns are.
Yeah, it's a hands-on approach. I mean, it's your money. You want to, you know, you want to feel comfortable with who you're working with, and you want to be able to, you know, get in the office or get on the phone and talk about your situation and have that ongoing relationship. Again, we're hitting these questions. You need to ask the questions. You also need the answers to the questions. Again, average annual return past 1, 3, and 5 years. And now, Tim, the next two questions to you, and they're all around the benchmark. What's the appropriate benchmark for my portfolio? And follow that up with, have I done better or worse than my benchmark?
So I think this gets confused, right? We all have a portfolio that's set up for X, Y, or Z reason, depending on who you're working with. And a lot of folks don't look at a specific benchmark and compare it to their portfolio. They turn on the talking heads, right? Your business
what?
News.
What? Watch the financial pornography? Do we do that? Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
And the only thing you see on there, right, is the Dow Jones, the S&P 500. You may see a couple other major indexes, but then everyone's comparing it to those major indexes and what they're doing in that specific day or month. And that's really not a fair comparison, right? Make sure that if you're in a portfolio that's a mix with stocks and bonds, you should be looking at a benchmark that's closer match to that. Because you can't expect a portfolio with 40% bonds in it to do what the market's going to do, right?
Yeah, that's right. And everybody's different here, right, Tim?
That's right. That's
I mean,
right.
Based on your age, based on your risk levels, based on all kinds of different things.
So important. Again, hit these questions, have the answers to these questions. And again, an opportunity for you to take notes today, grab an appointment with Guardian Investment. And again, it's an opportunity, Guardian Investment Advisors, just to kind of sit down and have this conversation and just feel better about where you are. Have confidence as you move towards your retirement. So we've talked about already average annual return, 1-3-5, appropriate benchmark, and, you know, better or worse than my benchmark. Am I in there? And then, Gary, this next one, do I have a risk management formula in place to help protect my assets if the economy or market takes a nice, big, fat dip?
Crash. Yeah, this is a great question, and I think everybody should have this set up inside of their portfolio. You know, the last segment, we were kind of talking about that, you know, 60-40 theory, you know, that came out, 60% in stocks, 40% in bonds, and the bonds were really your safety avenue. But Tim, bonds are not the safest thing in the world now. I mean, things have changed. And as a matter of fact, in 2022, bonds were down about 10%. That doesn't sound safe to me.
It's not what I would call fitting our green bucket status, right?
That's right.
Something that's guaranteed, something that doesn't have risk.
So we do things a little bit different, Morgan. We love for folks to have money in the market. You know, I call it having skin in the game.
Yeah.
And that's why Tim McDermott is part of this team, to help those clients, because it helps us keep up with inflation and different things like that while having money in the market. But you got to have your green bucket of money. And that's really what this question is. That's our formula for keeping you safe if the market does crash again. We're going to be able to sleep at night and not worry about what the market's done, because we have put a plan together that's going to keep you protected and keep an income coming no matter what the market's doing. So there are some formulas in place. A lot of advisors do it differently than Tim and I. A lot of advisors still like the whole bond portfolio mix. We happen not to like that. And we've got other ideas and strategies that we would like to show you that we know they work better.
Worth a conversation, opportunity to get on the calendar with Guardian Investment Advisors and put their fiduciary status to work for you. How do you do it? You call the number 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. And options for you, 20-minute Zoom call, 20-minute regular call, or hour-long in-person office visit. Leave the checkbook at home. Again, we have these spots available, and they're open right now, 800-517-1575. Grab one. All right, so we're hitting the questions. You need to have these questions asked. You need the answers coming back at you. We've already hit average annual return for the past 1, 3, and 5 years. What is it, right? What's the appropriate benchmark for my portfolio, and have I done better or worse than my benchmark? Those are two questions you need answers to. And do I have a risk management formula in place to help protect my assets if the economy goes down, if there's some kind of crash or recession? How am I doing there? So, Tim, next one to you. What is my risk-adjusted return?
So there's always an investment out there that you can have with no risk, right? And typically the reference to asset would be U.S. Treasury bonds. And so most folks are looking at a return saying, I got a total of 8-9%, when the risk-adjusted return would probably be closer to 4-5%. Because you could have gone out and got a 3-5% return on U.S. Treasury bonds with no risk whatsoever.
So important, again, these questions and just knowing. So, Gary, I think we've got time for maybe one or two more. Let's hit this one, because I think it's very, very important. Am I being adequately rewarded for the risk that I take with my investments? I think that's huge.
It is. It's going to go back to the risk management formula we talked about, and it's going to go back to what Tim just talked about with the risk-adjusted returns. I mean, you know, how much of your portfolio is at risk? And what if we have another 2008, 2009? What kind of rewards should you be expecting, Tim? I mean, that's a hard question because the markets are so volatile. I mean, they're all over the place. So, you know, to give somebody an exact number, but here's what you should be expecting, in my personal opinion. You should be expecting to have an advisor and a team that's going to work with you as often as we need to make sure that your portfolio is set up correctly. Now, one thing we do for you folks, if you're interested in this, Tim can run what we call our risk analyzer for you. We'll tell you exactly how much risk you have in your portfolio. And then we might need to make some adjustments. Maybe not. You know, maybe you're 50 years old, you got 50% of your money in the market, 50% saved. Maybe we're good there. But if you're approaching retirement, you got to start thinking more about preservation versus accumulation. And that's really where this risk analyzer comes in. So I would beg you guys, really, give Tim a call, 1-800-817-1575. Let him run this report for you absolutely free because, folks, when it comes to retirement, you got one shot. And we just want to make sure you do it right. One of the biggest things we want to do is we want to make sure that you have income coming in as long as you have breath in your body. But we also want you to understand the tax debt on that income. Folks, it's not about what you have. It's actually what you get to keep. And these are just a few of the things that we're going to cover in our Wealth Guard planning process. So, like Morgan said, we've taken the gloves off. We're taking all the pressure off of you here. 20-minute phone call or Zoom call or 60-minute in person. Come and see us today. Let us start working for you, folks.
I got to ask Tim. Tim, when you go through this riskalyzer, how many people are kind of surprised they're so much at risk? Or they just feel like, you know, yeah, we're safe, but man, the risk number in there is big.
Sure. Yeah, I'd say more than half of the folks that we see are either surprised or very unbalanced.
Okay. There you go, folks. I mean, the Riskalyzer are available to you. Again, it's a 20-minute Zoom, 20-minute regular call. It can be an hour-long in person. How do you get one of these appointments? You call this number, 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. This is your opportunity to get in there and get down to work. I mean, when you think about it, you have been saving your entire life for your retirement. Make sure you are planning. Make sure you are taking into account all the things that could impact you as you move to and through retirement. You can do that with Team Guardian. Call now, 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. Another edition of Plan Today, Own Tomorrow is in the books. For Gary Thurman, Tim McDermott, I'm Morgan Patrick. We will see you on the radio next week.
We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Investment advisory services provided by Guardian Investment Advisors, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. No investment strategy can guarantee a profit or protect against loss in periods of declining values. None of the information contained in this program shall constitute an offer to sell or solicit any offer or buy any security or insurance product. The information and opinions contained in any of the material requested from this program are provided by third parties and have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. They are given for informational purposes only and are not a solicitation to buy or sell any of the products mentioned. The information is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation.